When Drew told me he booked our guest for the farmer's market segment that we do every week about this time, he said her name is Sandy Dingus. I'm like, Sandy Dingus? I know Sandy Dingus. I go, Sandy Dingus from Rockford? And he said, yeah. In fact, Sandy and I were at the WROK, WZOK radio ranch back in the day. You were quite the ball player for that team, for our radio team, right?
Well, thanks. I did have a lot of practice. I had a lot of experience going into that. So, yes, that was very fun. It's great talking to you, Lisa. A hometown celebrity. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't hear, Steve, Mary, do you know didn't we have a game last night in the Chicago Media League? Kevin, how did we do last night? Did we win? Or?
We played the score on Monday. I have yet to get the results. I'll find out for you.
Oh, there's no way if we beat the score we didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't believe we would have lost to the score.
Yeah, who would lose to the score?
I mean, have you seen them play?
They don't know nothing about baseball. Sandy's she's quite the player. How long have you been with Edgebrook? Years, right?
Yeah, just a little over 5 years, actually.
Okay. And the farmer's market is every Wednesday. And you guys have a really long season. It starts in May and goes to the end of October?
It does. And then actually we go inside after that for 5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 6 months and then an additional 5 weeks inside. So, yeah, we go a long time.
If next year you need to look into a vendor that can provide you peaches from Calhoun County, Illinois. We were just talking about that.
Oh.
We cannot find.
Never heard of it.
Can't find any up here. I brought I don't know if it's a peck or a bushel or whatever, and they're gone already. And that was just a few hours ago.
Oh.
Those are the best. So when people come to the Edgebrook Farmers Market in Rockford, and Edgebrook is a shopping center area on Alpine,
right.
What are some of the vendors that do the best?
Oh my gosh, we have over 25. Let me just say that. And most are organic or certified naturally grown. So we have, you know, right now everything is out. So you've got the cherries, you've got, I wish we had peaches, that sounds absolutely delicious and mouthwatering. We had raspberries last week. We've got tomatoes. We got corn that actually appeared this week. This was the first week for corn.
Good.
So it's all coming out. And that'll, you know, it'll be for several weeks, which is wonderful. And people, the lines for the corn, it's always amazing to me how long people will stand in line for corn. But it is, you know, when it's fresh picked and locally grown, it's the best.
Honestly, you don't even have to cook it. And if you do, you don't have to put butter on it.
Right. Exactly. Yes. I've eaten it raw. It's delicious raw. You get the right kind and... Oh, man.
If we grow anything great in this state, it's definitely corn. And people really line up. One of the farmers markets people last week told me they called it Marai. Do you get that kind of corn?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of vendors that have that, actually. And one of them, they give the seeds to one of the other actual vendors that we have. And they have a store in Edgebrook. So they were so successful about 6-7 years ago. They'd been in our market for a really long time. They decided to open up a store in Edgebrook. So if you don't get to the farmer's market on Wednesdays, you can always come to their store any day of the week, which is wonderful. And they have the Marai sweet corn.
That's it. Marai. Yeah. That's what she said,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's the way they say it. Yep.
You have somebody selling mushrooms?
Yes, we have locally grown artisan mushrooms. And what I love, because I do not like mushrooms. So, but what they have is they have tinctures, teas, coffee. They actually have jerky. And so you can, if you're like me and don't like fresh mushrooms, you know, if they're cut up really tiny in something, I won't notice it, but yeah, the bigger chunks I cannot do.
Oh, I'll eat a whole portobello. Love them. Love them.
And they look like a piece of artwork, actually. They're so beautiful looking, but I just can't do them. So I usually do, they actually have capsule forms as well. So you can get the health of the mushrooms in any form that you can do. So I love that.
What is the nutty nurse?
Oh, a local nurse who loves to bake, and she's got cinnamon roasted nuts, pecans, cashews, delicious. And then she does a lot of other baked goods as well. But her roasted nuts are amazing. I actually send them to my brother in Seattle periodically, and I say, share them with your friends. He's like, are you kidding? No, these are amazing. He goes, they're gone in like a half hour.
Yeah. And so
they're very good.
You try and feature a lot of vendors that are organic. That's important. That's why we go to farmers markets.
Absolutely. You know, so much of the store produce is sprayed. It's picked, weeks early. So you don't get the absolute maximum of the nutrition that's in that produce. So that's what I love about the certified naturally grown or organic that we have, because it's picked fresh either that morning or the night before. They don't use sprays. Natural things to be able to avoid those preservatives that are on the food. So, and it truly, when you've had organic produce compared to non-organic, there is a difference. It's, the taste is unbelievable. It's so flavorful.
Polish Deluxe Bakery is on your list. What are they baking up? I love those Polish bakeries in Rockford.
Yeah, she's fabulous. I love her. Edita is her name, and she does kolaches. She does a lot of Asiago cheese breads. She does something, actually, I get it every week for my Bible study that I'm in. I take it to them. They eat it up. It's called angel wings.
Mm.
So it's like powdered sugar on like dough, like almost like a like an elephant ear sort of.
Oh, okay.
But thinner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but thinner. Yeah, and those she sells out of every week.
Fantastic. And one last question, because people here, when I brought in the peaches today, Colin said, hey, when are apples available? When do you start seeing apples at the Edgebrook Farmers Market?
We have an apple vendor that comes usually about the third to fourth week of August. And then, of course, he will be with us. He actually also goes inside. So sometimes he's with us through like the second, sometimes the third week of November. So, but the third week of August through about the third week of November.
Wonderful. And tell everybody your location and your hours again.
Oh, wonderful. So we're there every Wednesday, 9 to 1. We're at the corner of Highcrest and North Alpine Roads in Rockford. We're literally in the heart of Rockford, literally a stone's throw from where we used to work together, which is fabulous. So you know where that's at. And we're just in the parking lot and one of the oldest farmers markets in the area.
And in my old childhood Catholic school is just a kitty corner from you, right? So that is...
Yes.
Holy Family's still there, right?
Yeah, it still is. Absolutely. You bet.
Wonderful to talk to you. Have a wonderful day, Sandy.
Thanks for having me on, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Rockford's best farmers market, the Edgebrook Farmers Market, on Wednesdays.